Armed troops patrol below the Eiffel Tower as a trickle of visitors brave the icy Paris winter. France has deployed more than 700 soldiers across the capital as fears grow over the potential for reprisals following the military intervention in Mali. An array of Islamic jihadi websites are calling for attacks on France, says Jean-Charles Brissard, a French terrorism expert and former chief investigator for the 9/11 families.
They're calling for retaliations in Africa because they can carry that in Africa, their own retaliation with groups. But for France, they're calling for the emergence of new Mohamed Merah. That means they're essentially relying on home ground terrorism here in France.
That has a deep resonance in France, just 10 months after three soldiers and four Jewish citizens were killed in a series of attacks in the southern city of Toulouse. The gunman, French-born Mohamed Merah, said he was partly motivated by the presence of French soldiers in Afghanistan. Investigations suggested he was not a lone wolf terrorist. Terror expert Jean-Charles Brissard says several active networks have direct links to the Sahel.
About 30 terrorism cells here in France supporting financially or materially or recruiting for Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb.
Security is also being stepped up on metro and rail services in Paris. Terror attacks in London in 2005 and Madrid in 2004 targeted the city's public transport systems. Most residents appear reassured that the authorities will keep them safe.
I'm not worried. I think France is ready to resist by itself.
You must be careful, of course, but I think what the French military is doing in Mali is good for humanity, good for the world.
With tight security at home, experts say the most vulnerable targets are French and Western interests in Africa. The attack by Islamic militants on the In Amenas gas plant in Algeria last week resulted in the deaths of at least 37 foreign workers. In addition to the 2,500 troops in Mali, France has also deployed special forces to protect uranium mines in Niger. Damien Helly is a visiting professor at the College of Europe.
20% of France's electricity is dependent on uranium in Sahel. And subsequently, a large part of European growth is dependent on the health of the French economy.
Despite the government warning of an increased risk of terrorism, recent polls show 65% of French people back the military intervention in Mali. For most Parisians and tourists, it appears it is business as usual. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Paris.